China is importing Alaska-grown seed potatoes, and some state agricultural officials have hoped for a seed potato industry to sprout in the Delta area and the Matanuska Valley. But a state audit indicates that it is not to be. As KSK's Ellen Lockyer reports, Alaska is not producing enough spuds to meet demand, while other factors have put a damper on a seedling industry.
A state audit may have put the kibosh on what could have been a new market for Alaska potatoes. Alaska potatoes are virus-free, and that's one thing that makes them desirable to Asian buyers. Bryce Wrigley, president of the Alaska Farm Bureau, says that presents a big opportunity for Alaska growers.
Alaska is the only place in the world, to my knowledge, that is allowed to sell seed potatoes to China and to Taiwan. When you look at that, you see tremendous opportunity. China is the world's largest potato producer and the world's largest potato consumer. And so if they're only willing to get seed potatoes from Alaska, what kind of an opportunity is that for Alaska? I mean, in my mind, that is huge.
The state audit, conducted earlier this year by the Division of Legislative Audit, disagrees with that assessment. The audit suggests that the seed potato industry will not flourish because it takes more than one element to sustain an entire industry. Juanetta Ayers is director of the Division of Economic Development.
It also takes working internally in Alaska to make sure that the farmers that might be growing for that market are aligned and working in unison to meet the demand, and it takes some additional infrastructure with regard to storage facilities and handling facilities so that the product can move to market and be transported out of Alaska.
Ayers says the state has spent money on a testing program for seed potatoes, $5.5 million since 1994, with only a return of $250,000 to $750,000, according to the audit. Ayers says the audit concludes that a seed potato industry would not result in profits and would barely pay costs.
The phytosanitary testing that is required, which is largely what this funding has gone for, is just one part of the equation. And I believe that that's really the difficulty of creating a viable project, is that the funding has never been sufficient to cover all of those arenas. It's really supported this testing activity to the exclusion of some of the other development work that needed to happen.
Wrigley says the amount of money spent on the seed potato project is minuscule when compared to, say, the oil industry. And he says seed potatoes could be $1 billion a year industry for the state.
I'm not talking about $1 billion in sales. I'm talking about $1 billion in economic activity generated from the turnover of those dollars staying in Alaska and in the economy working. The economic activity is what I'm looking at.
What export of seed potatoes that has taken place has been done through an Idaho dealer who arranged with the buyer in China. Ayers says that relationship has fallen apart, and Wrigley confirms that potatoes shipped in 2010 were not paid for. The Idaho grower contracted with Delta and Matanuska seed potato growers to fill his orders. Wrigley says the Idaho contractor paid the Alaska farmers. Ayers says the federal government recognizes the growing of seed potatoes as a manufacturing process, and state money was spent on the potato program through the Alaska Manufacturing Extension Partnership. AMET may understand the audit's results as the end of the seed potato program, but Wrigley says restructuring is a better solution.
The audit is non-binding. The legislature can go ahead and do that. However, they're going to look at that and seriously consider, okay, what are we getting for our money? The only argument is, what is the value of that project to the state? You know, is there a value there, and is it worth continuing to spend some money and then looking at, okay, how do we need to restructure this so that it does look better?
Ayers says that the seed potato program is flawed because it has relied on only one buyer, one whose plans for large-scale potato growing in China did not pan out. I'm Ellen Lockyer.